Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And that's a great invention, presidential iPods. So joining us now is Mark Goulston, MD. He's a business psychiatrist and author of Get Out of Your Own Way at Work and Help Others Do the Same. He joins us from Los Angeles. Mark, the reason we had you on the program is to investigate what seems to be a fundamental contradiction between what the tax code is all about and what happens when you get nominated to be a cabinet secretary like Kathleen Sebelius and Tom Daschle having to defend their tax decisions that they made years and years ago. First of all, good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
It seems to me the U.S. tax code is an invitation to opt out, an invitation to pay as little as possible. But when suddenly you're facing senators in a confirmation hearing, all the decisions you made to pay the least amount of tax as you owe look like corruption. What's going on here?
Well, I think it's a case of what I'd call delegation myopia, meaning that a lot of times when we hire people to help us, we hire them based on skills. We don't hire them based on values. That's something that Warren Buffett has talked about. Hire people with character, and then hopefully they either have the skills or train them in that. And a lot of time, I think what happens is we hire people, and they may be thinking, gee, the way to curry favor with my clients is to be creative and hopefully in legal ways help them to pay the least taxes that they owe. And a lot of times that's not checked out, because I think what occurs to most people is this is absolutely idiotic that people in the public light would put themselves at such vulnerability, or even there'd be the perception of impropriety. But my guess is what's happening, these are not evil people. These people showed a lack of judgment in that area.
Well, it turns out that Kathleen Sebelius apparently owed $7,000 or something, Tom Daschle quite a bit more. But are you saying that Kathleen Sebelius's predicament is not unusual, and that many Americans, perhaps most Americans, a case could be made that they improperly, asked for deductions that they didn't deserve?
Well, there are some Americans who will ask for that, and then there are some Americans who will hire accountants who feel that the best way to serve their clients is to, and to, again, curry favor with them, is to come up with all kinds of neat ways so that they can pay as little taxes as possible. And again, a lot of these people are very busy. So once they delegate something in their lives to someone, they don't want to have to keep checking. I think what would be important when you hire an accountant is to find out kind of what their value system is, what they believe is the best way to serve their clients, and dig down about that and show that kind of due diligence in the people that you're hiring. And my guess is that a lot of people and a lot of Americans don't ask those kinds of questions of the people that are serving them.
So the tax preparer system, given the tax code and all the possibilities and the incentives to actually curry favor with your client, is a system that is set up to fail. Is that an argument for hiring a business psychiatrist to assist in the tax preparation process?
No, I as I said, I think it's a case to not have what I'm calling delegation myopia. In other words, you should ask a couple further questions of the people that you hire in terms of what their core values are. If their core values are that I best serve my clients by cutting corners and possibly putting them at risk, you might want to check on that and either hire someone who has different values or say to them, I'm in public service, so I'd rather you do what is proper, or anything that would be perceived as proper in the public arena.
Now, is this ever an issue for people who aren't nominated for cabinet secretaries or facing some sort of congressional vetting or some kind of screening process? Do most Americans just, possibly hire tax professionals and, it all works out because it's under the radar?
I think that's exactly true. In fact, on my blog, I had someone who just said, for most of us hardworking Americans who don't even have accountants and we just fill out our forms, we're actually paying our taxes because we don't even know enough how to not pay them. And I think that that commenter made a good point.
So if you prepare your own taxes, you're uniquely incentivized to do it correctly, whether you're a cabinet secretary or not. It's hiring the accountant where you begin to go wrong.
Yeah, I think that's exactly true. I think if you're doing your own taxes, and it's not your area of expertise, you try and be as honest as possible in filling out those forms, because you don't even know if the numbers will add up. And it's not because you're trying to deceive anyone. It's because you're not sure what you're doing. But you hire a professional, be it an accountant or a lawyer, they're trying to do something in your favor. And often what's in your favor is not necessarily something that's in the up and up.
Well, more about delegation myopia is on Mark Goulston's blog. Mark Goulston is a business psychiatrist and author of Get Out of Your Own Way at Work and Help Others Do the Same. His blog is markgoulston.com. Mark, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And now Mark Garrison has our headlines.
Hey, John, 28 minutes after the hour.